Thank you for joining me again today. If you have your Bible there with you, open to the New Testament book of Mark and slip your finger in at chapter 6, Mark 6. When we left off last time, we were discussing verse 30. The disciples, now called apostles of Jesus, had left him for a season and gone out to practice what Jesus preached. And then the Lord gathered them together and got their feedback on the mission. I imagine they poured their hearts out to him, sharing with their master what worked and what didn't work, and asking why, and what about this and that, and maybe even sharing about a conflict that they had with one another. Remember, they went out in pairs. Mark 6 and verse 30 says, and you will see this if you can look at verse 30 in your Bible at present, or later today or tonight. They reported to Jesus all they had done and taught. I told you yesterday, this provided the disciples with accountability, but also rest. In the accountability comes the rest. And I shared with you, just to get you thinking, how I spend some portion of my mornings reporting back to Jesus what's happening in my ministry. Every single one of Christ's disciples has a ministry. Quote-unquote ministry is not just for pastors, missionaries, theology or seminary professors, or even for lay leaders in churches, the so-called professionals. Ministry is for you if you follow the Lord. So what are you doing for him today? Jesus would love to hear about it. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, Jesus knows how it's going, since he knows all things. God sees all. But we talk to Jesus about our ministry, not for his benefit, but for our own. We talk to Jesus about our ministry, not for his benefit, but for our own benefit. And I believe we do so to receive our rest. In the accountability comes the rest. Jesus will rest you if you'll report back to him. And I highly recommend that you do so on a daily basis. I think it is through prayer that we do this, and maybe you'd like to try writing out your prayers, as I do. Maybe not. Just pray in such a way that you can concentrate and cannot be easily interrupted. And then take those quiet and still moments to receive your rest from the Lord Jesus. Mark 6, verse 30 says, they reported to Jesus all they had done and taught. Then look what follows in verse 31. Jesus invites them to a retreat. Jesus gets a report, and then Jesus invites the 12 disciples to go on a retreat with him. Verse 31, and Jesus said to them, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. Jesus knew exactly what the 12 disciples, what these apostles needed. They required rest. Come away by yourselves means just the 12. And the location will be a secluded place, and the purpose is to rest. God is our rest. And why was this so necessary? I'll tell you why. They were tired. Worn out from fulfilling their responsibilities to do ministry as Jesus did ministry, squeezed by the many people coming and going, crushed by the crowds, these guys needed a break. Notice how the verse says they did not even have time to eat. This gets back to physical needs, like food. When you haven't eaten, you're out of energy. This is not good. Not eating properly is not sustainable for human beings for very long. And of course, Jesus knew this, and so he gives his invitation. And now let me read Mark 6 and verse 32. This is Mark 6, verse 32. They went away in the boat to a secluded place by themselves. Jesus got the 12 disciples into the boat and off they went for their retreat. Now, when we get to verse 33, we realize that the retreat did not work out as planned. Verses 33 and 34 says, the people saw them going, and many recognized them and ran there together on foot from all the cities and got there ahead of them. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. You see, when Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. And we studied this recently on a broadcast right here on God Is. And so Jesus resumed his ministry to the people waiting for him on the shore. You know, even this is instructive for us. Sometimes we get interrupted while on the way to get some rest. And from time to time, we have to delay our respite in order to meet the needs of others. And yet, we can do so without surrendering our rest. Let me tell you how I think this is done. Again, it's through prayer. In those moments when you most want to be alone, to be quiet and to be just with you and the Lord, but a child suddenly needs you, a spouse calls for a helping hand, an elderly parent really wants you to come and assist them, a neighbor calls at the worst possible moment. Look, whatever it is, pause wherever you are and whisper something like this to God. Father, give me the patience and the strength to meet this person's needs, to prioritize them above myself. But Lord, please give me back the time I give to them. Restore to me this time. So do not give up on your rest. Do not exchange service for serenity. Just ask your loving Heavenly Father for that time just a bit later now. I promise you, God knows what you need, and He will meet your needs. Jesus met the disciples' needs. This is a model for us to follow. But I want to circle back to Jesus' invitation for a retreat with Him. Mark 6, verse 31. And Jesus said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while." Oh, how we need this today, my friends. Most of our lives are out of balance. The rhythm of work, in all its various forms, and rest is non-existent for so many of us. I struggle with this also. And as I have said previously in this series, all of the technology that's constantly buzzing all around us forces us to stay attentive to anything and everything that keeps us from going on retreat with Jesus. We feel that we simply cannot get away, even if we have good intentions to do so. On Thursday, I'm going to be talking with you very practically about some ideas I have for what you can do about these interruptions in your life. So come back on Thursday for those. But for today, listen to the invitation from Jesus to the disciples and hear it as being for yourself. Come away by yourself to a secluded place and rest a while. This invitation is for you today. William Barclay, in his Daily Study Bible, wrote this, and I think it's worth repeating his insights because they're so spot on. And when he writes men, he means men and women. Quote, "Here we see what might be called the rhythm of the Christian life. The Christian life is a continuous going into the presence of God, from the presence of men, and coming into the presence of men from the presence of God. It's like the rhythm of sleep and work. We cannot work unless we have our time of rest. And sleep will not come unless we have worked until we are tired." There are two dangers in life. First, there is the danger of a too constant activity. No man can work without rest, and no man can live the Christian life unless he gives himself times with God. It may well be the whole trouble in our lives is that we give God no opportunity to speak to us because we do not know how to be still and to listen. We give God no time to recharge us with spiritual energy and strength because there is no time when we wait upon Him. How can we shoulder life's burdens if we have no contact with Him who is the Lord of all good life? How can we do God's work unless in God's strength? And how can we receive that strength unless we seek in quietness and in loneliness the presence of God? Barclay continues, "Second, there is the danger of too much withdrawal. A devotion that does not issue in action is not real devotion. Prayer that does not issue in work is not real prayer. We must never seek the fellowship of God in order to avoid the fellowship of men, but in order to fit ourselves better for it. The rhythm of the Christian life is the alternate meeting with God in the secret place and serving men in the marketplace." Unquote. That's from theologian and Bible teacher William Barclay, and I think he is right. In fact, I think he is exactly right. Sometimes when we talk about going on a retreat to a quiet place with no other people and no interruptions, we mean that we just like to get away from it all, just leave life behind. But that's not really what Jesus has in mind. He's not inviting the disciples to come away with him forever. He's only speaking of a brief period of recovery from all the ministry they have been doing. And let's be realistic. You and I may only have a morning, or an afternoon, or an evening alone. And we might only have 30 minutes here and there. I know of a mom who locks herself in the bathroom just to catch a 15-minute rest. The point is, take time out with Jesus whenever you can. And then, of course, there are those of us who fear being alone. We cannot stand inactivity. Silence troubles us. Barclay writes about this. Remember what he said. The whole trouble in our lives is that we give God no opportunity to speak to us because we do not know how to be still and how to listen. We give God no time to recharge us with spiritual energy and strength. Does this describe you? Well, I want you to hear Jesus' invitation as being for you today, and I invite you to consider that it is time to put down your ministry, to put down your work, to get out of the marketplace and into the quiet place as soon as possible. ASAP. Do not delay. Ask God for this time, and when He grants it, take it. Rush into the quiet place, a retreat, as it were, with Jesus. After all, it is summertime, and this can be a great time for rest. My friends, embrace this season of rest. And when you come back tomorrow, I want to show you, again from Mark 6, how Jesus handled his own rest. So join me again tomorrow, for God is...